The court ruled in Citizens United that it's illegal to ban corporations or unions from running campaign ads to try and influence elections. Given the decision, staff from the Government Accountability Board are recommending that Wisconsin stop enforcing its more than century-old ban on corporate campaign contributions. Attorney Mike Wittenweiler likes that idea. He represents a variety of groups that are active in campaigns.
Even if you may disagree with the outcome of a court decision, you have to live with the reality of it.
Wittenweiler also favors a suggestion by the board to start registering corporations that decide to get involved in campaigns, in much the same way that the state registers and monitors candidates. But he says the state probably can't force anyone to comply.
You know, it says may voluntarily register, may track contributions received, you know. So I think they understand the limitations, but I think they also understand that by putting the guidance out there, there will be some people who feel like in order to, you know, show an act of kind of good faith, they're going to at least tell people how much money they're spending on these independent expenditures.
The watchdog group Wisconsin Democracy Campaign also likes the board's suggestions. Director Mike McCabe calls it a first step.
I think the Government Accountability Board's on the right track in trying to create maximum disclosure so at least the public knows who's behind all of this campaigning.
McCabe says that disclosure could eventually be mandatory under a rule the board is considering advancing to the state legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.